This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello everyone, this is Rick Durden reporting for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2014 in Lakeland, Florida. And I'm here with Mason Holland of Eclipse Aircraft. Tomorrow they're going to deliver their sixth Eclipse 550 jet. Mason, could you bring us up to date with what's happening with Eclipse?
Rick, and we appreciate you guys following us and coming out to Sun and Fun and seeing what's happening in general aviation. We're excited to be here today. As you mentioned, this morning we'll deliver our sixth aircraft to the end customer, and it will be arriving at Sun and Fun tonight and be on display tomorrow morning. Fortunately, our customer is going to allow us to put his airplane on display for a few days as his pilot finishes up his training, so people can come by and see that aircraft. But we're having a lot of fun bringing the world's most efficient jet into full production, and excited to see some really interested customers here this week, and we're putting some deals together.
I understand that you got full certification of the 550 in February of this year, and you started deliveries on March 12th, is that correct?
That's right. We certified the aircraft on February 28th, and first delivery to our U.S. customer was in front of about 400 people in Albuquerque on March 12th. And that following day, on March 13th, we delivered our first Eclipse 550 to a South American customer, our first international customer. And he has since already put about 85 hours on the aircraft, flying it around the country and back down to Chile. So we were excited to get that out to him, and we've added several since then. So we're putting them out the door at a very nice pace for this market.
And could you give us a thumbnail sketch of the performance that you're looking at with the 550?
You know, the performance of the aircraft is very similar to the 500. It's a 375-knot plane, 41,000-foot ceiling, and burns less than 60 gallons per hour in cruise to achieve those numbers. And we're very fortunate to have such a plane that it's the only twin-engine jet in the industry now that's priced below $3 million. A matter of fact, I think it might be the only one in production now priced below $4 million. And so we've got it on the acquisition cost side very efficiently. On the operating cost side, we're equally as efficient, where we're about $600 to $700 an hour, depending on the price of fuel, for our direct operating costs on this aircraft. And that's about 40% less expensive than our closest competitor per hour in flying the plane, the same payload, the same range, at the same speed. So we're very proud of our total cost of ownership in acquisition and in operating. So and every single number that I mentioned to you is in our book, and we're flying everything to book. So it's not a guarantee, it's actual reality.
Mason, can you tell us a little bit about what you see for the future for Eclipse? How many airplanes do you anticipate delivering this year, and what's your business model going forward?
I think the market's going to accept about 16 to 20 new aircraft deliveries this year. That's about the pace that we've got our production set for. I don't see, we're a ramp-up year. It took a little longer to get certification. You know, everybody takes a little bit extra time than what they say. We missed it by a few months. That's probably nothing in aviation time. So we feel really strong about that. And then I think we'll ramp up to, we'd like to see maybe three, possibly four per month, maybe starting out three per month next year, going to four per month run rate by the end of next year. And we'll get in that steady state, and we'll see where the market takes us.
Now, are you also involved with sales of existing Eclipse jets?
Yeah, we are. You know, one of the things that I think, they say that imitation is one of the greatest forms of flattery. And we are seeing a lot of OEMs out there in the marketplace now offering these upgrade packages. And I'm wondering where they got that concept from. So we're excited to see that they're doing this. I believe that OEM manufacturers in aircraft need to participate more heavily in the MRO experience as well, too, with the upgrades and whatnot. And that allows them to put more product out onto the market competitively new, while also generating margins, keeping their existing customers up to date with new technology. I think it bodes for a better customer experience and a more successful aircraft operation for the manufacturer as well. So yes, we are offering secondary market sales of aircraft, and probably we sell more secondary planes back into the market than we do primary planes, and that will happen for quite some time.
Mason, thank you very much for taking the time to meet with me today. This is Rick Durden for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2014.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.